Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727. This is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Well, if you love the NBA, it wrapped up last night. The Golden State Warriors are world champs. Now, you may not care, but that's 4 titles in 8 years, and their leading scorer, thank you, Lana, for the golf clap. Their leading scorer was told that he would never make it in the NBA. Now he's one of the, if not the best shooter in the world. There's another guy like that that was drafted 199 overall. Kevin, his name is?
Well, Tom Brady.
Boom. So you're talking about guys that are complete underdogs and then became the best at their sport. So I got to tip my hat to them. So congratulations to the Warriors. You know, they have nothing to do with Tampa Bay. I mean, sure. a lot of that's saying, you'll never work in radio ever. And now look at you. You get to work with me every day. So, way to go. You made it.
I mean, that's great and all, but, I mean, that's how you kick off the show. This is Keith Urban Friday. I mean, come on.
One track mind, Lana. One track right there.
Keith Urban, he's already Listen. Here. He's in Tampa.
Who told
the
you that?
Stage is set. And Keith Urban is going to be on stage in a mere, what, 12, 13, 14 hours from now?
Yeah. 14 and a half.
And I mean.
Let me go on.
And you want to talk about basketball?
Well, it's a world championship.
Nobody cares in Tampa. We care about the Tampa Bay Lightning. We care about Keith Urban.
And we care that Luke Combs has a brand new song, too.
Hey, let me finish.
How we kick off a Friday on this show.
Okay, so I know you're excited about Keith Urban. So, whatever, we'll buy you a Foster's.
What?
Take it out back.
What?
Buy you a Barbie.
What?
It's all good.
What?
All right, so don't worry about it. Keith Urban's here. I just relax.
Woo!
Yeah, Keith Urban's here.
Keith
Urban
Day.
7:40. That's because Lana's going to meet him today. So she's all freaked out. Going to hang with him today. Okay, now, look at this name dropper. I'm sorry, you're not going to meet him. You're going to see him again, Lana. My bad. Are you guys going to get reacquainted? Is he going to go, oh my gosh, Lana, how are you? Good to see you. You know why he's going to say that? Because somebody preps him before you walk into the room. Just so you know.
That's not right.
You know that's right.
Boy, you just.
Hey, you guys coming at me.
Ouch.
Coming right back. There you go.
Why? Because we came down on basketball?
Yeah, now I'm coming down on egos.
No one cares about the NBA.
I'm coming down on egos. Take a walk.
No one cares.
It's about you, though, QYK family. Can we agree on a new Luke Combs song?
Let's do it.
Let's do that.
Yes, let's play that right now.
We're getting the day going right now. By the way, we're all joking with each other. We're not really upset. All right, Keith Urban tickets coming up at 7:40 for you. But right now, brand new Luke Combs song to kick off the show. The Kind of Love We Make. It's a world premiere. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. J.R. Lana, Kevin here. We just heard Parmalee, but before that, the brand new Luke Combs.
Kind
of love we make right there.
You know, his new album is coming out next Friday.
What?
And I found something out about his new album I was really surprised about. Then I'm going to tell you in the 810 music minute. So
well,
you don't
want to
miss
that. I can't wait that long. I need to know now.
I was like, what?
Really?
Yeah, wait till you hear this.
What could it be?
Well, you'll find out at 810.
All right, coming up next, we're going to play Secret Celebrity for a $100 gift card to the original Krabby Bills. Hang on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
Sending you to the original Krabby Bills with a $100 gift card. But tell us first, who could this Secret Celebrity be?
I've always allowed flexibility in the set list to flip songs out, extend something, shorten something, so that we can be as in the moment as possible. I feel good about this show, but I'll learn so much on those 2 nights in Florida where we open.
All right, this is Lana's ex. So, Lana, all of the clues are coming from you today. So, please, give us a paragraph about this gentleman. Yeah, go ahead.
You corrected me
and you said all we should be talking about is Keith Urban.
Your eyes
hey,
got it.
You just told everybody who it is.
Keep going.
You just said his name.
I know, but you can still talk about him. You still talk about him.
Well, this guy's got a wild heart. Mm-hmm. You know, every time I see him, like tonight, I just want to cry. Mm-hmm. I mean,
which you will.
And he, you know, it's always summer when he comes around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is summertime. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things that he always says is that I look good in his shirt.
Let's tell Nicole.
And I tell you, it's going to be a long, hot summer.
You shouldn't kid about that, man.
Oh, kid about that man. Yeah. I love that.
I think my biggest clue is saying his name.
Yeah.
All right, so who is it? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. What a day. All right, Jessica's in Largo right now playing Secret Celebrity with us. Jessica, who is our secret celebrity?
I've always allowed flexibility in the set list to flip songs out, extend something, shorten something, so that we can be as in the moment as possible. I feel good about this show, but I'll learn so much on those two nights in Florida where we open.
Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah. It was the voice.
It was. Oh, gosh, yep.
So kind of what he's talking about is that he does have a set list for the show, but he might even throw it out the window, kind of just depending on what the audience is responding to, he said.
So they're not feeling like John Cougar or whatever song.
Like, I'm just going to stop playing this right now.
Got
to play something else. Yep.
Hey, congratulations, Jessica. You got a $100 gift card to the original Krabby Bills.
That is so awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, have a meal on us and hang on, okay?
Okay.
Well, Keith Urban tickets coming up for you at 7:40. We're doing them all day long. But next, yesterday we had a Thursday 3 Keith Urban edition. Lana absolutely crushed us. We're going to see if she can defend her title and her man, Keith Urban, next for our Thursday 3 Friday rematch.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Yeah, where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's Company, too.
I mean, it changes octaves. I mean, that's the range that Kevin shows right there.
I really thought you'd go with the Australian accent since we're doing Keith Urban.
Oh, Three's Company, too.
There you go.
Down Under.
That's how he orders that Outback, too. It's amazing.
That's right. Like the Bloomin' Onion, Down Under.
Down Under. All right. Very nice. All right. Doing our Thursday 3 Keith Urban edition Friday rematch. Lana did win yesterday. Congratulations, Lana.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way, real quick, I have to say, Lana, we tease you a lot about what?
Typing.
And what kind of technological skills, right? And we make fun of the fact that you drive one of the most technologically advanced cars ever.
That's true.
And sometimes you have, you know, trouble remembering a password or how to log in.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Absolutely.
Hold on, though. You deserve credit because out of Kevin and I, all three of us, you are the only one able to post our Father's Day joke challenge correctly. We were not able to do it yesterday on your personal Instagram. It was perfect. And Kevin and I had trouble all day being able to resize it the right way.
I couldn't get it right.
So congratulations, Lana. You crushed both of us in that.
Wow.
You deserve a compliment with that.
Look at that. Thank you for that.
You come a
Thanks
long way.
Thanks for the acknowledgement.
Absolutely. You come a long way. I saw that. I go, how did she do it?
And I know.
And then I tried to do it too. And I go, it's not working for me. And I texted Kevin. He's like, it's not working for me either. I'm like, well, Lana's in charge of social media now. Congratulations. Which is great timing, by the way. We'll get into later. All right, here we go.
Normally, I mean, the best kind of Keith Urban songs are the slow love songs. That's what we love most about Keith Urban. But I didn't choose one of those today. I went with Wasted Time. I mean, and it's Friday. He's kicking off his tour right here in Tampa, Florida. And I love this song because it kind of just takes me back to when, you know, you're a kid and you're swimming and you're riding bikes and you're doing rope swings and just you're wasting time. You're a child or you're a teenager and you're just hanging out. But that, all those great memories of those things when you didn't really have any plans turned in this amazing song by Keith Urban. It is Wasted Time.
All right, there you go. Wasted Time. That is Lana's pick. Kevin, what you got?
I went with Somebody Like You. This is from the Golden Road album, 2002. This was his second number one song. He's on 18 now. This song is just great. I want to love somebody like you. Could it be more simpler? It was used in my wedding reception.
Oh.
So this is a very personal song for me. My wife will be with me tonight going to Keith Urban. Let's hope he plays it. It'll be great memory. So Somebody Like You.
Leave room for Jesus tonight, okay? When you guys are canoodling.
Will do.
Say.
Will do.
I want to love somebody like you.
I love the lyric changes.
I'm a wordsmith.
Yes, you are.
All right, but the real, we're going to go with the original version, which is somebody like you. That is Kevin's pick. All right, I went with You Look Good in My Shirt. I like the song. Like I said yesterday, I like clever lyrics. And I also like songs that kind of say something politely. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Kind of go around about of saying, you know, hey, I'm actually hinting at this, but let's make it a great fun song and just say, you look good in my shirt. Take it as you want. That's my pick. Keith Urban, you look good in my shirt. All right, there you go. You look good in my shirt. Lana, you went with?
I went with Wasted Time.
Kevin.
And I went with Somebody Like You.
And I went with You Look Good in My Shirt. What's it going to be? It's up to you, QIK family. Need your votes right now. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right, Thursday 3, Friday rematch right now. Lana won yesterday with her song. We're going to see if she can defend her title for the Thursday 3, Friday rematch. Lana, you went with?
I picked Wasted Time.
Kevin.
I also went with Keith Urban, but it was Somebody Like You.
And I went with Keith Urban. You look good in my shirt. Getting your votes right now. Good morning, Pete. What song are you going with?
Good in my shirt.
Oh, my man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the vote. You have a great day.
You too, man.
All right, buddy. QIK, good morning. Who's this?
Brianna, good morning.
Hi, Brianna. Morning. What song are you going with?
I'm going with JR.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank
you. Look at that.
You look good in my shirt.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't get a vote yesterday. I get the first two because Brianna and Pete, I love you guys.
Wow.
Are you going tonight, Brianna?
I am. I'm so excited. Yeah. I've never seen him in concert before.
You've never seen his concert?
Nope.
All right. Well, Lana's seen it 15 times. You want to tell her anything about it, Lana?
It's amazing, and it's just energetic. He doesn't stop. I mean, you just don't drink a whole lot because you're not going to want to go to the bathroom because you don't want to leave because he has so many songs.
And you're going to know every song.
Yeah, every
trust
song.
Me.
All right. All right. Well, listen, Brianna, thanks for the vote. You have a great day.
You too. Thank
right,
you.
Bye-bye. QIK, good morning. Who's this?
Melody and Nikki.
All right. Melody and Nikki. What song are you going for?
Lana, Wasted Time.
There you go. All right, there's a boat right there. Appreciate you calling. Yep. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
All great songs. Going to hear them all tonight. It's going to be awesome. This time, Lana was not able to defend her Thursday 3 win yesterday. I'm sorry, Lana.
That's okay, because I still get to hear a Keith Urban song anyway.
I know. This really was a no. Yeah, it really was.
Thursday 3, Friday rematch winner. It is Keith Urban. You look good in my shirt. And coming up next, we have our first responder Friday. Get to honor a first responder in our community. Someone's honoring their sister.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one understands the dedication and sacrifice it takes to be a first responder better than their loved ones. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew would like to honor someone in our community. It's First Responder Friday, brought to you by our friends from Crown Buick GMC on 99.5 QIK.
Well, we got to talk to Alyssa about her sister, Jamie, and how Jamie is a first responder. And I guess Jamie has wanted to do this for a long time. Here's Alyssa talking about her sister.
She's in Maitland. She is a firefighter paramedic.
And this has been something she's wanted to do since she was a kid?
Yeah, since middle school, if I can remember right.
That is awesome. Do you remember her talking about it when you guys were younger?
It just has always been her dream. We have family in fire services kind of everywhere. So it's been something we've grown up around and seen. And it's always been her dream to be a first responder and help people out.
You know, we got to hear more about Jamie's story, and we were so excited to hear that. You can hear the whole thing at 995QIK.com. And it was exciting because we got to gift her a $100 Visa gift card from Crown Buick GMC so that they can take that and maybe go have a nice dinner, go shopping, or whatever it is that the sisters love to do.
Yeah, and if you want to nominate someone for First Responder Friday or Military Monday, super easy. Just takes a few minutes. Just go to 995QIK.com. We would love to hear their story. Coming up, brand new 715 Second Date Update.
It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Oh, honey, I'm falling apart. You're playing hard to forget. 715 15 second date update.
All right, let's see if we can kick the weekend off with some love right now. We got Joseph on the phone with us. Good morning, Joseph. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Could be doing better. I am calling about this awesome girl I went out with. Her name is Caitlin. And we just had a fantastic date. You know, we met on Match.com and went out, had a blast. We actually went to Tiki Docks down on the river.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it was awesome. And I don't really understand why she hasn't gotten back to me, because it's normally not an issue, especially this time. Like, the date was just awesome. We even talked about multiple second date options. You know, we were talking about, like, going to the beach downtown, like, planning something to do. And at the end of the date, she kissed me.
Whoa, nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a nice kiss. And even more than that, she texted me like an hour after we both got home, and just told me how wonderful of a time she had. But since then, it's been like 2 weeks and I have not heard a thing. So I don't know like what's going on, what I might have done, or is she just like way too busy with stuff?
You know, possible things. Maybe she is just busy. I mean, if she kissed you at the end of the date, I'm thinking obviously that went well. Maybe something from now until, or from then until now, who knows? But
I have no idea why I've heard nothing else.
All right, well, that's frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yes. like Lana said, if you're having a kiss, obviously something went well.
Oh, got to.
Exactly. Okay, cool. And the way you left things, you said that you guys were talking about going out again?
We, like, planned a few different options for second and even third dates. Yeah, we were planning stuff.
Wow.
Something had to happen.
Well, that's very interesting. I'm trying to think if anything, and there was no conversations afterwards, so after the kiss, nothing could have happened.
Maybe she's busy.
Maybe she is busy. Let's do this. Joseph, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to try to call Caitlin, okay?
All right, great.
Thanks. Hang on, man. And remember, we are loading you up with Keith Urban tickets coming up at 7:40. We'll do it in the 9 a.m. hour, 10 a.m. hour, 11 a.m. hour, 1 a.m. hour, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So all day long, my next chance at 7:40. It's next. All right, trying to help out Joseph this morning on the 7:15 second date update. All green lights from what he described. Woo. And here's why. Usually it's like, well, I don't think we had a weird conversation. But the fact that the date ended with a kiss and the fact that they had talked about going out again, all great things.
Yeah.
And they haven't had a conversation since the date. So, like, a text after the date, that couldn't have been weird or anything like that. So now we don't know why she has disappeared on him. So we maybe thought maybe she's busy.
Yeah, maybe she's busy or something, but I want to find out. So
she's not that busy because Kevin was able to track her down.
Yes, I was.
We actually have her on hold right now. Let's bring her back on. Caitlin, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, did Kevin kind of tell you what's going on?
No. Not really.
But you're cool with talking to us on the air? I think he asked you that.
Yeah.
I know this could be a little confusing. What we want to do is we want to ask you about a date you went on with this guy, Joseph. He said you guys met on Match.com. He said you guys went to Tiki Docks, which is a favorite of all of ours, actually. And he said it was just a really good time. It even ended with a kiss. And you guys talked about seeing each other again. And now he's trying to set up that date to see you again. Hasn't heard anything. So we're just trying to go, what happened?
Yeah, this is so weird, but, I remember the date. It went really well, but now things are a little different. My situation is a little different, and things are a little awkward, so,
What does that mean?
Yeah.
To pull away.
But what does that mean, though?
Well, so we went on this date. It was really great. We were talking, and, like, we actually talked about going on another date, and
right.
He was really awesome and attractive, and I went home feeling great, and, told him how much I enjoyed the date, and then I was texting my girlfriends, and we were, you know, just talking about what's going on in our lives, and I was like, yeah, I met this great guy, and then I took some of his photos off of social media and shared them, and they were like, wait, what? And I was like, what? And they were like, oh, he looks like your ex, and I was like, what? And then they just started, like, comparing him to my ex, and it really kind of threw me because I was like, wow, they're kind of right. Like, he does look exactly like my ex. He could be, like, his doppelganger.
And you didn't notice that at first? You saw the guy's pictures on Match.com. What do you mean?
No, I didn't even think that. I mean, I guess I have a type or something.
because I like these types of men, but like I didn't even think about it because he's a new, different person, but he does look exactly like my ex. And I just thought, oh, this is going to be so uncomfortable. Like, if they're pointing it out now, and it's not only, it's like, those are like three of my girlfriends in the group chat. If they're all saying that, then it's probably true. And I noticed it. And I just feel uncomfortable with the situation because everybody's going to point that out, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
wait a minute, though.
I still get it how you could not know.
Yeah, I'm just confused why you didn't notice that from the get go, though.
I didn't. I just didn't think about that at all, which is weird. But
I mean, who cares what he looks like? I mean, he's a great guy. You guys had a good time. I mean, you kissed him. Yeah. So who cares what he looks like? I mean,
I just know that everybody's going to think it's my ex or that it is my ex. Like, oh, you guys got back together? Like, I could see that happening. And it's just, I don't want to have to deal with this.
Now, is this an ex-boyfriend or?
Ex-husband.
Oh.
Oh, well, okay. I mean, maybe I know it could be different.
All right, well, here's what we're going to do. I mean, at least we're going to bring, we have Joseph on the phone with us, Caitlin. He's been confused because obviously he didn't do anything wrong because you had a great date with him. So I want to bring it back on with us, Caitlin. Joseph.
Wow. That's the reason?
Yeah, it is the reason. I'm sorry for not telling you, but it's kind of a weird thing to tell somebody.
Pretty ridiculous. I mean, honestly, it's a bit childish.
I don't know what else to tell you other than it makes me uncomfortable that you look like my ex and everybody's going to point that out, including my family.
I mean, like, all you care about is what everybody thinks on social media. Like who cares
about that? It's not just in social media. It's in real life. Like, I don't know what my brother's going to say, but he's definitely going to say something and point it out.
You're worried about your brother, like you're a 10-year-old and your 12-year-old brother's going to say something. Like, that's, I mean, you know, look, forget that for a second. Obviously, you have good taste if we look alike, so.
There you go.
Own it.
Well, I mean, to be real, also, is I don't want to be thinking about my ex when I'm with you. Like, I broke up with him for a reason. We divorced and moved on with our lives, and having you look like him is just, like, the worst thing that could happen, and now it's in my head, and now I can't be in this. Because of that, it's going to be not a pleasurable experience for me.
Wow.
Well, clearly it sounds like you're not over somebody, so I get it now.
No, clearly I am over him, and that's why I don't want to date someone that looks like him.
Ooh.
Nah, if you're just seeing him and every guy you date, that's clearly something that's on you. Mm-hmm. Clearly, this proves that because you blew me off because I looked like your ex, so obviously he's on your mind more than
and you are attracted
else.
To him too because probably because he looked like your ex, so he might be onto something there.
I don't think so. I don't think, I mean, if I wasn't over my ex, then I probably would date you because you look like my ex, but
that makes no sense.
What? I know. I'm like, Caitlin.
Wait, are you more worried about your friends though? I mean, you're the one that is dating the person your friends are.
Seriously.
I mean, it's just going to be confusing.
You don't know what you want. I think you just have your ex on your head.
Okay, well.
Well, at least you got an answer here. I'm sorry I wasn't the one you wanted to hear. At least you know now. That's a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah. I guess I look like exes.
Well, this one particular one, man. All right, well, listen. I appreciate you reaching out to us, Joseph. Thank you for your honesty, I guess, Caitlin. And I wish you both luck in the future.
Sorry, guys.
All right. See you guys. Wow. I mean, that's a tough one because I don't know how she didn't notice that from the original pictures online. Now,
right.
I would, if I saw a picture of somebody, I go, oh, that kind of looks like my ex. Or I would be, even if, you know, obviously if you're over someone, you're over someone. But still, that sparks a memory of like, oh, that kind of looks like her.
Right. And
we're not just talking about hair color.
No.
Or eye color or whatever. We're talking about like really resembles. And that sounds like that's what it was for Caitlin.
Yeah. It's funny because my ex-boyfriend, when we broke up, he dated a girl that looks very, very similar to me. And people still talk about it today. And that was like 20 some years ago.
Well, Lana, let's be honest. He just couldn't get over you. So you had to find
the
next best thing. Because Lana's one of a kind. But no, I also think, though, Caitlin's friends, I understand you should trust your girlfriends and all that, but that's you can't be discouraged, I don't think. I mean, looking alike is one thing, but taking that way to, you know, outside in opinion is good, but
only doing what you think your friends were going to like or only what you think is going to look good on social media, don't think that's how you should decide who you're going to date or not.
I don't.
Everybody looks good on social media.
I don't, but I kind of have to agree a little bit. Maybe you're just not quite over that person. You're trying to, you know, make the best of it. I don't know. I would make fun of you if you dated somebody who looked exactly like your ex.
Well, they all look alike,
I'm sorry,
actually,
but it's the truth.
All right. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. What do you think about the 715 second date update? Joseph and Caitlin not going back out on a 715 second date update because Joseph looked like her ex-husband. Now, we say to you, well, how did you not notice that? And she said, well, when I got home, my friends were like, oh my gosh, that looks like your ex. You can't go hang out with that guy. And so she hasn't responded. And then we got Caitlin on the phone. She told us that. And Joseph goes, sounds like you're not over your ex. If I look like him,
right,
and you're worried about that.
Yeah. And that's kind of what we were all thinking. It's like, I mean, How did she just not know and then to have her friend say that to her? So, I don't know. We want to know what you think.
All right, Amber, what do you think?
That girl was a joke.
A joke?
She was. I don't buy that she didn't notice it as soon as she looked him up online. Like, you see his pictures, you get that mental picture, and I think she worries too much about what people think about her. Like, you got to live your own life.
Yeah, I mean,
What Amber's saying is, right off the get-go, how did you not notice that?
Right, well, and that's what I was thinking. I'm like, I mean, you had to have known. I mean, obviously she has a type, whether right. it's... But I mean, for her friends to say, wow, he really looks a lot like your ex, I mean, to the point where they're going to make fun of her kind of for it, I mean, come on.
But Amber, wouldn't you agree if she kissed this guy at the end of the date and then talking about going on another date, and then she gets psyched out by her friends? I mean, I don't think that's the reason to not go back out with somebody because your friend said, oh, you know who that looks like, you know?
Right. No, if your friends don't support you, find better friends.
Oh,
there you go.
Amber, I support you.
Thank you.
But they also have to tell you when you're doing wrong, though, too.
That is true.
You know?
You gotta have a good group around you. That's for sure.
I mean, the best friend is one that'll be like, hey, girl, you cannot be doing that, and I'm going to save you from this right now.
Yes.
So.
Right. Absolutely. But they should support your decisions, too.
Yeah. And that's why Lana and I are such good friends.
Yeah.
She helps me out quite a bit.
Yeah. Anyway. I'll tell them straight up. No.
All right, Amber, have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's tough because I totally get if someone reminded you of your ex, that would be a little strange. Even if they didn't look like characteristics, you'd be like, ooh, no, I'm not going down that road again.
You know what I'm saying? And I would hope that my friends would call me out on that and be like, maybe you shouldn't be dating quite yet.
Yeah, well, you are complete opposite from what you were. That's for sure. You know, from your ex to your fiance. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
So, absolutely.
Lana's all about the variety pack. What do you know, Lana? All right. Let's talk about Keith Urban tickets
right now. Let's talk about Keith.
Speaking of an ex of Lana's.
Right.
All right. We're going to play a game called I Am Your Father. I'll tell you how it works. Caller 9 and caller 10 are going to play with us right now. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Good luck.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, we got Kim and Brandon, we got Spring and Carolwood, and they are playing a game called I Am Your Father. Ladies, here's how the game works. Lana is going to describe a famous father to you. She's going to say it in the first person, and when you think you know who it is, you have to chime in with your name. That is the key. You have to chime in with your name. If you don't, you're disqualified, and the other person gets a chance. Once you do that, we'll ask you, okay, who is it? And whoever you think it is, let's just say it's Thomas Rhett. You go, Thomas Rhett, you are my father. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Lana, go ahead and describe this famous father.
I'm a real good man. These days, not only do I write songs, sing songs, tour, I act, I'm better than I used to be. My best friend is my wife.
Kim. This is Kim, and I think Tim McGraw is the father.
No, we just turned this into Maury. That was awesome. Tim McGraw
is the father.
Hold on. Yeah, Kim, make it more personal to yourself. Ready?
Oh, okay. Tim McGraw is my father.
Congratulations.
That was awesome. Hey, Spring. Spring, thank you for playing with us. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
More tickets coming up after 9. Way to go, Kim.
Yeah, way to go.
That's awesome.
Representing Brandon. Nicely done. You got 2 tickets for tonight. Keith Urban.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You got it. Hang on for me, okay?
Okay.
That was Maury.
He turned into Maury. I learned.
All right, more tickets coming up at 9:25 for you. We got a brand new Luke Combs song. You're going to hear it right after 8 o'clock. It's QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. All right, so gas prices, we all know it hurts when you go to the pump. You're like, all right, do you want my arm? Do you want my leg? How do I fill my tank up? Because my car's not going through. That type of thing. It is frustrating. I drive a truck. Lana, we will not ask what you drive because we know, and I'm sure it's just great to have an electric car.
I have a really expensive car payment, so I may not be feeling it at the pump, but I'm feeling it every month when I have to pay it. So I'm making up for my gas and my car payments.
All right. Going on to the gas prices, the most they ranked it, you know, obviously most expensive to least expensive by state. Okay, this is the highest gas prices have ever been on average. Mm-hmm. So, way to go, guys! Way to make it happen.
Well done.
Just kidding. All right, averaging over $6 a gallon.
Six
in California, $6.42.
Wow,
a gallon. All right, Nevada next. At, I'm not going to do all 50, don't worry. Nevada next at $5.67 a gallon. All right.
Holy cow.
So I was looking for Florida on this list, and I just had it. What would you like to guess, Lana, for like an average for Florida?
I have no idea because I haven't been to the gas station in a while. That's true. I'm going to say it's under $5, $4.97.
I'll say $5 on the nose.
$5 on the nose?
Yep.
All right, well, when I find it, I'll tell you all about it. All right. Oh, here it is. Here it is. $4.86 is the average. There it is.
So
right
not
there.
Quite $5. Yeah. Okay, yay, Florida.
Minnesota at 38, $4.75 a gallon, and they may have one of the best signs at a gas station. All right, so you know people go, they complain about it. Sometimes they get angry at the gas station, which is really not their
fault. It's not their fault.
How it's being sold to them. So a Minnesota gas station said this. Yeah, we hate our gas prices too. That was on their sign, and then it had it.
Sure they do.
So Lana's home state, well done.
Yeah.
You know why? Because they're so polite.
Yeah.
They should have said, don't you know, underneath it. But it said, yeah.
Don't you betcha.
You betcha.
Isn't that crazy? I'll tell you what, though. You know, you talk about that, and a lot of people right here in Florida can feel this. The boaters. If you go and take your boat and go get gas at, you know, like a place on the water... It's like
It's
like $6.70.
It's not more than that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like it's really, really expensive. So I know the boaters right now here in the Bay Area that it's hurting them too as well because you got a truck and you got a boat to try to do.
It was probably 10 years ago or whatever when we had a big spike like this before. Not as bad. I remember being at a lake in California. And on the lake to get your, because it was way up in the mountains, on your lake, the lake to get gas was $10 a gallon. Yeah. So we're like, we'll just take 2 gallons and a paddle. And we'll see how that goes.
Wow.
So, it's pretty wild. The cheapest state, what do you think it is?
I'll say Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Hawaii.
On it.
Texas.
Georgia.
Oh.
I mean, they are just rolling over there. $4.49 a gallon. So they're all right there. So it's the highest average it's ever been in the States. Hopefully, this will come down sooner than later. That's for sure. All right, you got a brand new Luke Combs song. It's coming up right after this.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, we just heard the brand new song from Luke Combs, world premiere today, The Kind of Love We Make. You're going to hear that all day, all weekend here, and probably until it reaches number one on 99.5.
That's how it works, yeah.
That's how it works on 99.5 QYK. Luke's new album, Growing Up, is out next Friday, and he said there are no songs about beer on his new album. Beer songs and Luke Combs, they all just kind of go together. And he's got so many songs. Cold Beer Calling My Name, Beer Never Broke My Heart.
Right.
No songs about beer on this upcoming album. He says, I'm in a transition phase where there's days I could go out and I could crush 100 beers and go party and play for all these hours. Or I kind of like just sitting on the couch hanging out with my wife waiting to become a dad.
Oh, so, especially when he starts you know, late nights changing diapers, he's going to be wanting his sleep and just resting as much as he wants.
So he said it's still really good. I'm not disappointing any of my Luke Combs fans. He goes, but yeah, not any beer songs on the new album. So that one, thought that was kind of interesting. Somebody else who does have a new album out today is Brett Eldridge. He releases his 7th album, Songs About You. And he says he's discovered newfound confidence with this record.
It really shows from the vocals on the record that, you know, are way out front and, you know, and the arrangements, going and trying different arrangements and just doing something that I think is unique to me. And that's all I want to do. And I'm so grateful that my fans are there to support that and allowing me to be Brett.
There's no doubt that he is very unique in his voice and everything. He could sing about anything. And it's a little different when you hear it like in the country realm, but he is super talented. I mean, definitely check out that album.
Oh, that song, Songs About You, the title track, is probably one of my favorite songs that we have right now. It's so good.
Hey, Keith's in town right now. Remember Keith?
I know.
Keith's in town. Be careful. I know. She's already dolled up, by the way, right now. She's already done her hair, ready to go for the show.
Well, I had to get ready.
I ain't hating on you. I'm just saying. I'm not hating at all. I'm just saying.
I literally been curling my hair. Carrie Underwood, she dropped a new album last week, Denim and Rhinestones, excuse me. By the way, another chance to win that album is going to happen all weekend here on 99.5 QYK. It's another text on the 10s. And then we'll have a box, a vinyl box set for you. And you could qualify to win a pair of tickets to her show in February. So make sure you're listening up all weekend. That'll kick off at 7:10 tonight. Well, you know, she's got a great dad, Steve Underwood, but she really wants to give props to her husband, Mike Fisher. He's just been doing a great job being a dad.
Mike, as a dad, is just super involved in our boys' lives. Very hands-on. It takes a team. I just love that, you know, I feel like we're just such a great team. And I love it that, you know, he gets to now work with Isaiah on sports and things like that.
Awesome.
Very cool. Also, another great contest we're going to kick off on Monday about Carrie. So we'll fill you in on Monday about that. So a lot of Carrie Underwood things happening on this radio station. But today it is all about Mr. Keith Urban. And it's so funny. I was looking at my memories on Facebook. 6 years ago on this day, Keith Urban was at the amphitheater. It came up on my Facebook. And here he is back on the same day, 6 years later, kicking off his The Speed of Now tour. And tonight, tonight he will hit the stage at 8:30. So he's going to play for quite a long time because he has so many great songs. So you do not want to be late or miss any part of the show. And like I said earlier, you don't want to leave a Keith Urban show because you're like, oh, I don't want to miss this song. Oh, I don't want to miss this one. So, you know, you're going to have to hold it for a while.
Lana getting her hair done at 7:45 this morning.
Well, Keith has been here for a couple of days already. He's been setting up at the amphitheater. He actually posted a video. They were doing something at like 9 o'clock at night. It was like pouring, storming rain. They were trying to get everything set up. So he's here and he's ready to go. And he says that he does have a set list prepared for the show tonight. But he said if the crowd's not feeling it, if they're not into it, he's like, I'll just throw it out the window and I'll just sing whatever I want. And that's what Keith makes up songs a lot of times when he's on the stage. He'll just start playing and he'll just start making up songs. So this is probably one of my favorites.
Well, you were talking about memories, and I thought memories of us making memories.
I love him singing and running around and dancing like, you know, Waste of Time and The Fighter. But when this man stops down and it's just him, a guitar, and a spotlight and me looking at him when he's singing this song, it's like nobody else in the world exists.
Right.
It's so awesome.
All right. Well, there you go. You said memories. I just want to give you a little remember. I remember it's of him, so he'll be there tonight. By the way, what you said is him getting here early. It's cool that Kenny did that, too, because they're kicking off their tour in Tampa. We're lucky to see that. So they're taking it seriously. They're going to be ready to roll tonight. Can't wait. More tickets coming up at 9:25. Well, he's a dad. Kevin's a dad. It is Father's Day weekend. Yesterday, we did the dad joke challenge. Everybody's heard a dad joke, and you sometimes laugh, sometimes you don't. But I tried to crack Lana and Kevin up yesterday.
You got me.
I got them both on a couple of them. We're going to see if I can do it again next.
It's a dad joke. A real bad joke.
Yes. Mostly play that because it annoys Lana.
That makes me laugh.
All right. 99.5 QYK, Father's Day this weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And so yesterday morning, we did something called the Dad Joke Challenge, where you try not to laugh at a very corny dad joke, which is funny, as we posted a video up on our Instagram. Lana did, because she did it correctly. So thank you for that, Lana. We put it up on our Instagram and on Lana's Instagram as well. And we got a lot of comments of people laughing. Yeah. Even one of my friends like, I want to use that one. Yeah. So we had some keepers in there, I thought. Yes, they are very corny. And what we're going to do is I'm going to read a dad joke. And then the point is for you guys not to laugh. You're going to try not to laugh. Whoever does loses.
Okay.
Kevin got a chuckle out of a few of them.
Oh, I did. Kevin lost yesterday. I won.
Okay, here we go. But who's counting? All right, here he goes. I'm starting a flight company exclusively for bald people. It's called Receding Airlines. Both of you on that one. Both of you on that one.
Oh, that's good.
All right, here we go. Lana's still laughing.
Receding Airlines. All right.
That's good.
How does the moon cut his hair?
I don't know. How does it?
He eclipses it. Well, all right. It's not too bad. You guys are pretty good on that one. Well, I don't like this one.
I'm laughing inside.
All right. What do you call a hippie's wife? Mrs. Hippie. Mrs. Hippie. I love that.
That is a good one.
That's good.
All right, here we go. She loves it. Okay. Just pay $200 for a belt that doesn't fit. What a huge waste.
Boy, Lana, you're struggling on this one.
We got a giggly. Keith Urban's in town. All right, I like this one.
What a huge waste.
By the way, Lana, I'll send these to you. Don't worry.
All right. Oh, I'm going to use these tonight. Yeah. With Keith.
Ooh. I went to a seafood disco last night. Pulled a muscle. Oh, got a little crack. She's all right. She's still there. All right. The guy who stole my diary died yesterday. My thoughts are with his family.
Oh my goodness.
That was a little dark, but awesome.
But it was good.
I loved it.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
All right, one more for you, Lana.
Okay.
How do you tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile? You'll see one later and one in a while. Nodding her head. Doesn't quite get it. Didn't quite get her, I should say.
Yeah.
All right, one more time for you, just because you loved it so much. I'm starting a flight company exclusively for bald people. It's called Receding Airlines.
That one I have to use. That is so good.
That's great.
They're very nice.
Very well done.
Receding Airlines.
Those are excellent jokes.
Those are great.
Excellent jokes. They're supposed to be bad. I like it. Yeah, I'm sure my dad, if he hears this, he'll be like, hey, can you send a couple of those over? Those are pretty good.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, yes, but can you do me a big favor? Yes. There is a clip in there from Matt from Old Dominion.
All right, giving you one?
He's giving you a dad joke. It's his favorite dad joke.
Here it is. Matt from Old Dominion, live.
In honor of some of the other fathers out there for Father's Day, I thought I'd share a dad joke with you. Why did ducks have feathers? To cover their butt quacks.
All right, Matt, go ahead and stick to music, huh? Gee whiz, guys.
The guy's writing cat quacks.
Well, I mean, yeah, he has meows. He's flying. I mean, obviously, the whole Blue Angels ride. Not a lot of oxygen flowing. Not a lot. I'm just kidding. All right, coming up 6 minutes away. If you didn't think that was corny, wait till you hear our week that was. Morgan Wallen wasted on you right now. Well, big shout out to Kevin for this. He puts together the week that was. He keeps track of things on the show. And it's kind of up to his interpretation of what he thinks is weird that happens on this show, which I think is funny because he's in another room looking at us through glass. So it's kind of like he's at the zoo looking at you, and me, Lana, going, the monkeys are crazy again.
Why is it
going to
be a zoo?
You and me. We're a zoo or a circus, you tell us.
I haven't really thought of it like that before.
But kind of makes sense, though, right?
Kind of.
All right, so he puts it together the week that was. Could be bloopers, could be highlights, could be lowlights, funny things, emotional things, anything. All right, so here it is. The week that was, this all happened this past week. You know, your dad gives you a lot of advice growing up, but sometimes that advice, when you get older, you go, man, maybe that wasn't the best advice. I remember my dad saying a couple of things. You know, you don't buy into this internet thing because it's going to go away in a few years. When I used to be online back in the day, you know, AOL days even, he'd be like, are you interneting in there? That's how you used to call it. Internetting.
I love that. Did you even have dial-up?
Oh, yes,
then?
I did have dial-up. Yep.
Did you really? Okay.
Well, one time he was ticked that I was on
not doing my homework, and he came in and just ripped it out of the wall. He goes, now you're offline. Boom. He still laughs at himself. He goes, I probably overreacted in that moment.
I feel like sometimes my second home is the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. Here's what happened to me not too long ago. It was my turn to buy a round of drinks. So four drinks I had to buy. Well, she made the drinks, and then I put my debit card in there. It was $132.
Wow, my goodness.
I go, excuse me? I go, $132? Yeah. And she goes, yeah, they're doubles. I go, I didn't ask for doubles, and it wasn't even that good.
He is the Georgia half of Florida Georgia Line. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Hubbard.
What's up? How we doing?
Now, was this something that was kind of weighing on your heart a little bit, that you kind of wanted to do something on your own?
BK came to me a couple years back and said he really wanted to do the solo thing, and it took me probably a year or so after that to decide. I think that sounds like fun. I think I'd like to tell my story and sing songs about my personal life. And it's cool, man, because it gives us an opportunity to just dive in a little deeper with the fans and let them in a little bit more of into our personal lives and, you know, get out from underneath the FGL umbrella and just kind of showcase a little more who we are personally and that kind of thing.
Jer, we all know somebody like this. I mean, somebody who just won't stop saying they're right about everything.
Yeah.
Me?
Definitely
not. You pointing at me?
Sometimes.
That is not true at all. And that's I'm right about.
I'm going to read you a dad joke, and you have to try not to laugh. I accidentally rubbed ketchup in my eyes. I now have hindsight. We are playing a game called I Am Your Father. Lana is going to give you statements about a famous father. Now, if you think you know who it is, say your names. And let's say it's Jason Aldean. Jason Aldean, you are my father.
I'm pretty lucky in the past few years. I've acquired some famous friends like Marshmallow, Post Malone.
John.
Who is Kane Brown is my daddy.
He was amazing. John.
I love that. We first started off saying Cole Swindell is my daddy.
Yeah, so that was awesome. And then who is? You went to the Jeopardy thing. Today we had Kim go. Tim McGraw, you're the father.
Is the father.
There's a whole Maury situation going on right now.
Oh, man.
Very good. Well done, Kevin.
Thank you. That game was great this week. We had all sorts of different answers, and I loved it. It was great. Well done. And for Keith Urban for tonight.
Yes, and more of those tickets coming up for you at 9:25. Going to be an awesome show. All right, coming up next, a very scary situation that turned into an I Feel Good story. You know, a lot of people use boats, obviously in Florida and the Tampa Bay area, and 11 people had to be rescued. I'm going to give you this whole story next on QIK.
I feel good.
Scary moment. A lot of boat owners here in Florida, especially in the Tampa Bay area. It's 99.5 QIK. This is a scary story that turned into an I feel good story. Interesting. So, Sunday at about 5:24 p.m. around Beer Can Island, that's kind of over by Apollo Beach and whatnot, there was a Hillsborough County Sheriff's helicopter aviation team flying over, and they saw a capsized boat. Now, usually it would be someone that you might see, you know, someone, a good Samaritan might see it first, or one of the patrol boats for Hillsborough County Sheriff would see it first, but it's actually their aviation team, which is very interesting and very cool. Well, there was 11 people on board, and we're talking about men, women, and children.
Yeah.
And there were some guys that were still holding on to this capsized boat over there by Beer Can Island, and it was pretty wild because they were kind of swimming around it, and they luckily all had life jackets on. We'll get to that in a second. But they were holding on to the hole, a good Samaritan came over, saw them, and started bringing them onto their boat to try to save them, because they're like, oh my gosh, the boat's going down. Well, then the Hillsborough County Sheriff Marine Unit arrived moments later to bring them on board as well. And then these Good Samaritans and the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Marine team took them to the Apollo Beach Marina. But 11 people.
11 people on a boat. First of all, that's a lot of people on a boat.
Well, I mean, it depends on the size of the boat for sure.
Well, that's true. the majority of them were wearing life jackets.
And that's a big thing. So I'm a boat owner, and here's the deal. The law is you have to have a life jacket for every single person. person on the boat. So, you know, what I did is I looked at the capacity of my boat and just had a life jacket just in case I was at full capacity. Never am, but, you know, everybody has to have a life jacket that's on the boat. Just in case. You don't have to wear it all the time, but you just have to have it. And right. those are for the situations.
For because, emergencies.
And I've been in, I wasn't in the ocean, but I was in a lake one time where we were just cruising down. This is in Texas, cruising down. And we looked over and somehow a fishing boat that kind of had like the flat fronts where you can walk out on them. They were fishing. That got water on top. And we all we saw was coolers floating and people and kids hanging on to it. And it's one of those things, you got, always got to keep a head on your swivel and you got to have each other's backs, just like someone would if they needed help in a car. And because that's a scary situation, obviously, when you're in the water and you're, you know, trying to stay above and maybe you don't have time to get to your life jacket. That's another thing. Think about it, making it accessible to you. And, you know, if you think about being, you know, capsized, you're thinking to yourself, okay, so what do I grab? You know, so I got my phone.
Nothing. That's not going to work. Life jacket.
No. Life jacket is really the thing you got to focus on, but you're in that panic, right? And so I, when I was in that situation, I couldn't believe what was happening. It was almost kind of like, is that really upside down?
Yeah.
Are people really holding on to that? I've never seen that before. But hey, shout out to these good Samaritans.
Yeah, shout out.
If you're a boat owner, you know how scary that can be.
Well, and I think, you know, the boating community is such, they're so good to each other in this area. I feel like everybody's always helping each other out. You don't... You know, they're strangers and you just go up to them. Hey, man, you need some help or can I pull you out or, you know, do you need anything? They're really, really good people to each other, better than the drivers on the road.
Sometimes. Yeah, for sure. Well, and the other thing is you do that because you would hope that someone would do that for you. And also when you look out for other people's safety, it's looking out for your safety too, because sometimes they're not responsible boat owners.
Right.
They're just going crazy and say, like, hey. This is a 5 mile per hour zone or whatever. It's like, just stop going crazy. You're going to swamp the other boat or whatever. So it's kind of everybody's, you know, sometimes they get distracted in their boat and they're on their own agenda of just, I'm going here to here. And it's like, all right, well, there's other people around too. But,
and boating accidents happen to very qualified people, 100%. People that have been boating for years, people that know boats in and outs, captains, you know, accidents happen and things do happen. We see it and hear about it all the time. So it has nothing to do with experience, you know, it just, it can happen to anybody. It can happen to anybody,
100%.
Too.
100%. You can have a crack in your boat that you didn't even know happened.
About,
and all of a sudden, well, why are we sinking? That type of thing. So way to go to Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office and their aviation unit and their marine unit and these good Samaritans that were first on the scene to help out these boaters that were in big trouble. And I just, I get scared when it says that kids were involved and women and I mean, men and women and children, but children, because that's a very traumatizing thing to go.
Yeah.
You're trying to explain what's happening. Get off the boat, put your life jacket on. You know,
swim.
In the middle of, you know, the ocean or whatever.
Sure. It's scary.
So good for them and glad everybody is okay. All right. Coming up 9:10 trending in Tampa Bay. I'm sure there's going to be some lightning news. And also Kevin's going to tell you how to win your Keith Urban tickets right now. It's Dylan Scott, new truck on QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, J.R. Lon, and the ACM CMA winner, 24-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF grad.
Go Bulls!
Name is Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
We have Keith Urban tickets coming up at 925. He's at the amphitheater tonight, and we will give you a pair of tickets. By the way, showtimes, Ingrid Andress, who is his opener, will be on at 7:30 with Keith hitting the stage right around 8:30. So that means he will be playing for a while because most of the time the headliner doesn't go on to about 9:15, 9:30, somewhere in there. So he's going to be playing for a long time, which will be great because Keith has a lot of songs. It'll be awesome. So 9:25 for those tickets. Stanley Cup Final, Game 2, tomorrow night, Lightning Avalanche. It is 8 p.m. It's in Denver again, ABC. And yes, the Avalanche lead the series 1-0, but Lightning have been down before. We know what's going on. So there you go. Go Bolts! Red Snapper season, it starts today. It will run through July the 31st. So this means you can recreationally fish for that red snapper in Gulf State and federal waters off of Florida. So if you're into that, that is what's going on through July the 31st. So that's very cool. And finally, Major League Baseball, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, he's been talking about the Rays and a new stadium. He said, I think there is urgency with respect to Tampa Bay. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. There needs to be a resolution in the Tampa Bay region for the Rays. Obviously, the end of that lease, which is at Tropicana Field after the 2027 season, is a hard deadline. But you need to take into account that stadiums take a little bit of time to build, right? So we are getting to the point where wherever it is in the region that has an interest in having 162 baseball games, they need to get to it.
He's the worst. By the way, he's the worst commissioner in sports. He is the worst because he always, of course, that's what we want to do. Of course, we got to get to it at some point and figure it out to update the TROP. But dude, it comes down to the owners and how they vote on it and who's going to finance it and all that stuff. And the location comes down to the city and all that. It's like, thanks, Bob, for the input on that. It's like, of course, we're trying to do that.
We've been talking about this for how long now?
Oh, my gosh. It feels like it's longer than that, but you're probably right. But
5-6 years?
They need to do something or else
that's true.
After 2027, they could not be here.
Yeah.
And that's what he's saying. Because we know that the split between Montreal and Tampa Bay is not happening. MLB is not allowing it. But let's build a stadium wherever.
Yeah.
Let's find
Tampa Bay. Let's go.
Got to keep the Rays here. That's what I'm saying. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Go ball.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. What's up, Claire?
I was calling about the Keith Urban ticket.
Yes, we're going to have some more coming up after 10 o'clock for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You got it. More after 10, more after 11, more after 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So we're hooking you up all day long. Want to get you into that show this evening. It's going to be awesome. I know Lana's pumped. Her hair's already done, ready to roll.
Yep.
You're excited. What's the song that you have to hear tonight, Lana?
All of them.
Okay, cool. Thanks for narrowing it down.
Well done.
I mean, honestly, like I said, I love it when he is, you know, running around dancing on stage. But something about Keith just stopping, playing his guitar and singing like a love song with the spotlights just on him. There's nothing quite like that moment.
I just didn't know what song maybe it might hit you like or remind you of great times. Like Kevin, talking about his wedding reception. What song would that be, Kevin?
Somebody Like You.
So I didn't know if there was one specifically. Is it just Keith?
It's just Keith.
All right, cool.
He can sing the phone book if he wants to.
All right. Well, he might. He's actually said he might throw out the set list because he just wants to see how the audience is responding. So if you chant phone book, he may be doing that. All
awesome.
Right. If you can find a phone book, that's the first part. All right. Very cool.
It's going to be a great show.
Highlight of the show today. Lana?
Giving away Keith Urban tickets.
There you go.
Because we played a kind of a Father's Day themed game all week called I Am Your Father. And and for some reason, people just had a really hard time with that. Because yesterday the guy's like, Cole Swindell, you're my daddy. And then today she yells out, Tim McGraw, you are the father.
Yes. So. Straight Maury situation
I think you mean
happening.
Jerry Springer, don't you?
Yeah, it was awesome. No, Maury.
Maury. No, it is Maury.
Oh, yeah, Maury, okay.
And he correct me on my trash TV. Come on, Ella.
Jerry Springer's the one with the fighting and all that.
Yeah, but didn't they decide who's baby daddy and stuff?
I think they probably did it a couple times, but that was Maury's
known.
That was Maury's thing. Okay.
Anybody listening right now, this is the important things you need to know. Okay? These are the things you're not going to get from anyone else. We give you New Country and we give you Maury updates. All right. All right, Kev, highlight.
I love doing the dad joke challenge. That was a lot of fun yesterday and today. We got some new dad jokes today. There were some really good ones. Lana, your favorite was?
I'll give it to her right here.
Okay.
From yesterday.
Oh, this is yesterday's favorite.
Her favorite one from yesterday was, I accidentally rubbed ketchup in my eyes. I now have Heinz sight. And Lana's optometrist, Dr. Young, saw that video, posted it, and he said, I think I might use this around the office.
That was great.
Very cool.
Yeah, those are really good ones.
Well, seriously, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. I hope you have a great weekend. You get spoiled and you feel honored. Happy Father's Day to my dad, and we
appreciate
you so much.
Happy Father's Day to Kevin.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
And
yes.
Kevin, happy Father's Day to you, sir. All right. It's a good day to have a great day. We'll see you.
Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.